أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها مخرجين. صدق الله العظيم. The hadith that we had read, that when the people of Jannah will have entered Jannah, and then a caller will call out saying to them that you will live forever here in Jannah, no death will ever come to you. And not only that, but usually when a person reaches old age, then sicknesses come, but you will never even reach ever old age. So no, you will always be healthy, full health you will have forever. You will never become ill. And also that there in Jannah, you will always be healthy and you will never fall ill. You will be always young and you will never grow old in Jannah also. The people of Jannah will remain at one age all the time of 30 or 33. And that you will have all the bounties in Jannah and never will you experience any misery. So that will be the great enjoyments amongst many, many others of Jannah. With regard to that, the commentators of Hadith write that unlike this worldly life, the bounties and pleasures of Jannah will be perpetual and everlasting. Forever and ever, no death there whatsoever, no old age, no illness, nothing, no fighting, no arguments, always they will have those enjoyments. And this has been explained in the Quran Sharif in this ayah. La yamassuhum fiha nasab. They will have no difficulty whatsoever. Not even the pricking of a needle. Not even little bit on their hearts will they feel any sorrow, any dislike. It will just be enjoyment forever and ever. And further than that, they will never ever be removed, taken out from Jannah. They won't have any fear that they will be taken away from there. Just like in this world we find that a person is living, he knows that he has to die. Everyone has got that over his head. One day he has to die, no matter what empire he builds here. And in fact, the more we build our empire, and if our heart is attached to it, the more difficult the time comes as we come closer to our death that we know we have to leave in. And if we build our empire of Akhirat, then the more close our time of death comes, the more happy we feel that we are going now to that empire that we had built. So that is what we should aspire for and head towards, keeping in mind that eternal enjoyment, great enjoyment of Jannah. And then it is not only that we are going to be getting Jannah, but also at the same time we should keep in mind to save ourselves from the horrors and the terrible torments and tortures of Jahannam. And that starts also, the latest it starts is from the Qabr. Otherwise, may Allah protect us in this world already. People go through sufferings when in that wrong direction, and from the time of death, as the Quran Sharif explains, that when Malakul Maut comes, and a person who was a non-believer, did not believe in Akhirat, and wants to take out his ruh, the ruh does not want to come out. And then then he commands and forces that ruh out, and that person goes through very great difficulties at that time also. All the difficulties of the world put together are not equal to the difficulties that person goes through at that time. So Allah has been most kind that He has blessed us with this iman, or perhaps all of us here, that we have been born in Muslim homes, or that we have reverted to Islam, that is also only a gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This iman, Islam, we should appreciate. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and that we appreciate it and make shukr for it every day. The more a person makes shukr for this iman in Islam, the more Allah ta'ala will increase us in it. And also at the same time with our a'mal, and especially the turmoil the Muslim world is going through at the moment, we should keep that also in mind. We are part of the ummah, and every part of, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained, that the ummah is like one body. If a person just feels a pain in his toe, the whole body is affected also. If just the kidney has got a problem, it affects the whole body. So we should also ask ourselves what the Muslims are going through. Are we feeling any pain in us? Are we feeling any, are we upset? Are we feeling anything? Or are we just going along with our life as normal? And at the same time, two very important things that we should be doing. One is that we change our lives. Each and every one of us, there are still many wrongs in our lives, and sad it is if we can't see those wrongs. If we can't see them and we start putting even just one wrong right, it will make a great, great difference. Try and analyze ourselves and determine to put at least one wrong right. If we can make a complete U-turn and come completely right, what to say about that? And the other thing is dua. We have to make a lot of dua. Like now in Fajr Namaz, we read the dua. And so like that, all of us, we should be reading, making duas at least. And the famous duas which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma aslih ummata sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be making this duas or in our own language. For the ummah, make always duas and try and bring some change in our lives. And at the same time, we are sitting here who have come for Fajr, but there are how many who haven't come, who perhaps have not got up for Fajr. We have to make that effort also. So together with the Tabligh Jamaat, on our own, whatever, our family members, whoever they is, we should make an effort that we get our namazes in order. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, let us all get together and at least bring one command of Allah alive, and that is namaz. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, namaz has got the whole of deen in it. If you make effort on somebody's namaz, you have made effort on his whole deen. So we ourselves also, the reality of namaz comes in us. And that we perform regularly all our namazes. And we make effort for the whole of deen to come in the whole of mankind. All these great efforts which are taking place, that we take part in there as well. May Allah give us tawfiq. And we should make lot of duas for the ummah. That is the first thing. More than that, how much any person can do, we should do more than that also, much more than that. But at least duas, that we should not be neglectful at all. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.